You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A boost for the mid-Michigan economy or a potential threat to Michigan's water system? A proposed eel farm in St. John's has some worrying aloud about introducing a potentially invasive species into Michigan's inland lakes. In other words, what might happen if migratory eels escape from their possible home north of Lansing? Eric Friedman reported this story for the Capital News Service and with us now. First off, Eric, tell us about this eel, the African longfin eel.
It's a freshwater eel, and it's native to the West Indian Ocean. And it's treasured for food purposes in Asia, not so much in the United States. And it has never been successfully bred in captivity, but it's been raised on aquaculture projects in Europe and elsewhere.
So this proposed eel farm would make Michigan the first state to commercially raise this eel. So tell us about the proposal.
The facility would be located, as you said, north of Lansing in an industrial park. The proposal comes from entrepreneurs in Florida. And they say that this facility would be biosecure, so pathogens couldn't get out from the eels into the waterways and possibly have negative health effects on native species and introduced species. And the pathogens couldn't get in and infect the eels. And the operators say that the facility would be secure so that eels couldn't get out, which is the other part of becoming invasive.
What kind of economic benefits are they promising for the area if this eel farm winds up there?
Well, there would be employees at the facility, and there would be Michigan-produced fish that would go into the market, into the food stream.
So are they thinking that they're going to make eels a thing here to eat them? As you say, not so big in the U.S.
I didn't get into that with the guy who was the founder of the company, AquaVita, but it, based in the past, it would primarily serve domestic ethnic markets, mm-hmm. like sushi and other Asian cuisines.
So when you think of the worries that are being expressed, who is concerned and what are you hearing from them?
Well, let me tell you how the scientists decided they would look at this proposal, because in Michigan, the Department of Agriculture and Rural Development has to register or give a permit for any commercial aquaculture facility. This species has not been raised in the United States, and it's not on the list of 75 approved aquaculture species in Michigan. Mm-hmm. So the applicants would need a research permit. The Department of Ag and Rural Development, in partnership with DEQ, DNR, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, wanted to find a way to see what kind of risk, if any, allowing this operation to have. So they looked at several things. They consulted with outside experts in fish diseases and in eels, and they looked at likelihood of it escaping, therefore possibly becoming an invasive species. They looked at the possibility of pathogens, bacteria and viruses, being transferred to or from the eels. They looked at what potential impact it might have on habitat for other fish, and they looked at a few other variables. The biggest concern they felt was the possibility of pathogens, of disease, and they were not as concerned about the possibility of it actually becoming invasive. And the reason, according to the founder of the company, is that if they got out, water temperatures would kill them. And if they got out, they couldn't breed. And if you can't breed, you can't become invasive.
And it's just
so they said about the Asian carp.
Well, that's just, you took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, haven't we heard that song before? I gotta wonder, AquaVita is a Florida company. Why not just make the eel farm be in Florida? What's so attractive about mid-Michigan?
One, there's plenty of water. Two, the industrial park is located near highways. This mid-Michigan area is connected to interstate highways, so you can ship the product out. Third, there are no major rivers or waterways that run near the industrial site. So the likelihood of something getting out and then getting into one of the Great Lakes or one of the major rivers is a lot smaller than the chances would be if it were located elsewhere.
Fair enough. Like if it was somewhere along the West Michigan shoreline,
right,
or
near
something.
The Grand River, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
The Kalamazoo, yeah.
Now, it is a little ironic, is it not, that the head of the Michigan Aquaculture Association isn't so hot on this project? Why is that?
There might be some, I don't know, I can't speculate on that, other than because he wasn't aware of the project in any detail. He hadn't seen the study. I sent him the study. But he said that the closed circulating water system that this facility would use has been difficult elsewhere to operate. And he said that, in general, experiments with other species of fish have not been commercially successful. And he gave the example of yellow perch. He said some of those, which is something that we in the Great Lakes are familiar with, that it's been difficult to get that into commercial production.
And how does the company, how does Aqua Vita respond to these concerns?
The company points to what it says is the success of aquaculture facilities for eels in Europe and Asia, that it's worked there, so it could work here.
So what's next for this project? What would it take to make it happen? And even more to the point, what would the state do to keep an eye on things?
The project will, as I said, need a research permit from the state. It can't get the permit until the facility is constructed. The owner or the founder of the company told me that he's close to finalizing the financing of the project. What the state would do during construction is do several inspections while it's being built and consult with the company to make sure that it will be able to meet all the state requirements. When construction is complete, there'll be a final inspection, and if it passes inspection, the department can issue a research permit so it can operate.
Keeping an eye on a proposed eel farm in St. John's in mid-Michigan, seeing if this is actually going to come to fruition. Eric Friedman with the Capital News Service. Eric, thanks so much.
Good talking to you.